नमो
ओम श्री
नमः।
वक्रकुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समं प्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देवा सर्वकायेषु सर्वदा. Do I continue there?
Am Mahodaya. Next one.
That's the one I would need the help. I'm not sure I know the words properly. Sorry.
You can read Devanagari, Mahodaya, correct?
Yes.
So just follow along. I will do one line after, one line at a time.
Yes.
Mahodaya. Om Vagartha Viva Sampraktau.
Om Vagrata Viva Sampraktau.
Vagartha Pratipattaye.
Vagrata Pratipattaye.
Jagata Pitarau Vande.
Jagata Pitarau Vande.
Parvati Parameshwarau.
Parvati Parameshwarau.
Om.
Om.
Uttama Mahodaya, you know the next one?
Not fully. I don't the words properly.
Okay, I will start you with that
yes,
one.
Yes, appreciate that.
Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahanau Bhunaktu.
Sahanau Bhunaktu.
Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Saha Viryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Astu Uttamam Mahodaya.
Dhanyabad. When you say the other one, I thought on the paper I have, there is another one. It's number 2. Om Yenakshara.
Of course, I forgot that one. Astu, let's do that one. Dhanyabad Mahodaya. Kshamyatam. Om Yenakshara Samam Nayam.
Om Yenakshara Samanmayam.
Adhigamya Maheshwarat.
Adhigam Adhigamaya Maheshwarat.
Adhigamya Maheshwarat.
Adhigamya Maheshwarat.
Krishna प्रश्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तम्
कृत्नं व्याकरणं कृत्नं व्याकरणं क्रोतं प्रोक्तम् कृत्नं
कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तम्
कृत्नं व्याकरणं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तम् प्रोक्तम्
कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तम्
कृत्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तम्
तस्मै पाणिनये नमः
तस्मै पाणिनये ये नमः ॐ
उत्तमं महोदय धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः I think I have to write the words out and say them and get it right
don't have the written verse mahodaya
yes I have it but when I hand written it myself
yes of course and not just once you do it many times yes. Read it or thick skulls I call it my skull for sure
yeah thank you
take time uttama mahodaya joy bhagini namaste swagatam
Hi.
Namaste, Bhagini. Namaste. Kathamasti. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you. And you?
Uttamam, Bhagini. Dhanyavadaha.
You are. Diwali. Yeah. You had a good time during Diwali?
Very nice, Diwali. Thank you, Bhagini. Dhanyavadaha. You know, 1 week break, it feels like it's been years, no? In class, that's how it feels. That's why we try not to give way. This last week I couldn't do it. Otherwise, usually I don't give breaks because it feels like everything disappears. At least in my mind, it disappears. If I'm in classes and the break is 1 week, that makes it 2 weeks. That's too much. Astu, I hope you remember some of the things. Astu, I'm going to give you short sentences in English, which I would like you to translate into Sanskrit. Aham ekam laghu laghu angla bhashayam vakyam vakyani vadami. Aham vakyam vadami. Aham vakyani vadami. Ityukte kim, I will say sentences. I am saying sentences. Angla bhashayam vadami. In English language, I will say. I am saying. Bhavan bhavati, you, male and female, kripaya, samskrit bhashayam anuvadam kritva vadatu. You please translate into Sanskrit and say. Very, very simple sentences, okay? Astu. Diana Bhagini?
Yes.
My name is not Nirmala.
Mama nama Nirmala nasti.
Uttamam. Uttamam, dhanyavada bhagini. Shivananda mahodaya. My name is Shivananda.
Mama nama Shivananda.
Uttamam, Shivanandaha.
Shivanandaha. Or I can say it short, Shivaha.
Shivaha, uttamam. Joy bhagini. How are you?
Um, I'm drawing a blank. I can't remember.
Shivananda Mahodaya Vadatu, how are you?
How are you?
Diana Bhagini.
Sorry, go ahead.
Katham astu?
Katham asti.
Asti.
Asti. And if you're asking a male, then you say Katham asti bhavan.
Katham asti bhavan.
If you're asking female, Katham asti bhavati.
Katham asti bhavati.
Vadatu Joy Bhagini, how are you, male?
Katham asti bhavan.
Female?
Katham asti bhagati.
Bhavati, bhavati. Uttamam. Vivekananda Mahodaya, swagatam, namaste.
Swagatam, Bhagati.
Astu, your sentence is, I am studying Abhyasa Pustakam.
Aham Patami Sanskrit Bhasha Pustakam.
Abhyasa Pustakam. Vadatu.
Aham Abhyasa Pustakam Patami.
Uttamam, uttamam, dhanyavada. Diana Bhagini, next sentence.
Yes.
Rama is not a woman.
Ramaha. Could it be a girl?
A girl, okay, try girl.
Balika nasti.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Anybody can say Rama is not a woman?
Can we say Ramaha Sri nasti?
Sri to. Sri api samichinam ikaranta padam. Apicha pustake kim dattam. What is given in the book?
What page? I'm not sure.
Well, why Ramaha? Because Rama is the subject, right?
Ramaha mahila nasti.
Why Ramaha? Well, why not just Rama?
Ramaha subject. Prathama vibhakti ekavachana rupam. Astu uttamam. Shivananda Mahodaya, I am a student.
Mama vidyarthi. No. Sorry. Viksh. I forgot the student.
Do you have, Mahodaya, do you have the Shabda Manjari with you? That small little book, brown book?
I think so. Let me see what I have here.
Okay, so if you if you have the book, how will you find how to say I as I subject? Which page? Anybody can help? Uta Sankhya Kim? Pratipadikam kim kopi vadatu? Kopi vadatu pratipadikam kim? I am a student. Kartrapadasya pratipadikam kim? Kartrapadam kim tatra? Anybody say?
Sorry, I'm looking for the page.
Anybody else? Sahayam karotu, Kripaya.
Can I say, is it aham vidyarthihi?
Uttamam, uttamam. I am, how do you say am? Asmi.
Asmi.
Aham vidyarthi. Asmi.
Asmi.
Asmi. Uttamam, dhanyavada mahodaya. Joy bhagini. I am fine.
Whatever fine is, asti.
Asti is for which person?
Oh no, asmi. Asmi.
Aham asmi. Aham kim asmi? Aham samyak.
Aham samyak asmi.
Samyak asmi. So Diana Bhagini has made a word glossary. I remember posting it and sharing it on our group. And all of these words are given in there, small phrases are in that. So please maybe access that in this class if that helps you. And the more you refer to it, the more it will stay in your mind. Astu. Astu, dhanyavada bhagini. Vivekananda mahodaya. Your sentence. The student studies where? In the school.
Okay, student study in school. Students, right? Vidyarthi, vidyarthi, school, vidyalayam, patanti.
Samikarotu mahodaya, samikarotu. Ityukte vidyalaya akaranta pumlinga padam. Pumlinga padam va? Kidrisha padam, lingam kim tatra?
Vidyati.
Na, school padasya.
Okay, vidyalayam, vidyalaya, vidyala. Ye vidyala.
Lingam kim?
Pumlinga. Pumlinga. Akaranta pumlinga.
Akaranta mahodaya.
Yeah. Shorter.
Hrasva akaranta pumlinga padamasti. Asku. In the school. Ityukte vibhakti pumlingam kim?
Vidyartiye.
Samikaratu mahodi. Rama. Rama kim bhavati saptami?
Rame.
Vidyarthi ikaranta asti.
Vidyartiyam.
Na, vidyarthi na, vidyalaya akaranta asti mahodaya. Kshamyatam. Akaranta asti chet vidyalaya ramavat mahodaya. Rama rame bhavati. Vidyalaya kim bhavati?
It will be vidyalaye.
Uttamam. Vidyarthi vidyalaye.
Pathati.
Uttamam. Sundaram mahodaya. Christina bhagini, swagatam. Uttamam. Astu. Christina bhagini, shruyate va? Christina bhagini, shruyate va? Astu. Diana bhagini, third sentence for you.
Yes.
She goes in a whatever, a bus or a car, some kind of a, how about bus? Or some kind of a vehicle, anything you can think of. Namaste Sundar Mahodaya, Swagatam. Oh, he wants the video. Astu Mahodaya.
I remember the bus starts with Loka, but I don't remember the second part.
Ah, how can you search the word Loka? Can you see, Mahodaya? I don't know, light is not very good, no?
Yes, we see you.
Can you see my face?
Yes, we see you. I see you.
You see? Astu, I'll raise it a little bit. Bariana. Aduna. Astu. So if you don't know the word for bus, what should you do? What is the next thing you will do?
I go to spoken Sanskrit. And then I English to Sanskrit, then nothing. Bus.
Anybody sahayam karotu bus ityukte kim?
Lokayanam.
Atra.
Beta jay namaskar.
Lokayanam gacchati.
Lokayanam. Uttamam. Uttamam. He goes in the bus. Puna vadatu bhagini.
Loka vayam gacchati.
She. Where is she?
Where is she? I don't know where is she.
I need a she in the sentence. Add her in there.
I don't remember now.
Kopi sahayam karotu, kripaya. Kopi sahayam karotu.
I look for it.
Anya kopi janati va? She tyukte kim? Padam kim? Pristina bhagini, shruyate va?
Sa,
uttamam, uttamam. Puna vadatu, vakyam vadatu bhagini.
Lokavayam gacchati.
Lokayanam. Lingam kim bhagini?
Lokayanam.
Lingam kim
gacchati. Lingam
uttamam vadatu
neuter
napum sakalingam asti chet prathama vibhakti rupam kim
dvitiya.
No, prathama rupam kim, prathama vibhakti rupam kim, ekavaram vadatu.
Prathama vibhakti.
Vadatu.
Um, Pratama.
Pratama vibhakti rupam kim?
Ah, rupam.
Pustakam asti che? Pustakam, pustake, pustakani. Prathama vibhakti rupani kani? Pustakam, pustake, pustakani. Lokayanam, lokayane, lokayanani.
It's not the vitilla?
No. Mama prashna. Bhagini, mama prashna kaha. Answer my question. You are thinking something. I know what you are thinking, but mama prashna. Mama prashna kaha. Prathama vibhakti rupani vadatu. Ityuktekim.
That I should say the pratama vibhakti of napusakalingam.
Vadatu bhagini.
Yes, I'll find it. Era loka yanam. It was loka yanam.
Uttamam tadeva bhagini. You said it, but you should know what you are saying, no?
Loka yanam. Loka yanam. Loka pale. Lokapalani.
Lokayane.
Lokayane and loka. Lani. Lokayani.
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 Lokayanam, lokayane, lokayani, pustakam, pustake, pustakani. Uttamam bhagini. Adhuna, she goes in the bus. In the bus ityukte vibhakti rupam kim?
In the bus, it is... let me see. Saptami vibhakti.
Saptami vibhakti ekavachana rupam. Vadatu.
Loka. Lokayane gacchati.
Loksa lokayane gacchati. Uttamam bhagini. Sundaram, Danyavada, Shivananda Mahodaya. Shivananda Mahodaya. This is a tree. It is not a book. This is a tree. Can you think of this? This ityukte kim samskrita bhashayam?
Ishaha.
Eshaha. Uttama.
Eshaha. Eshaha. What's it? I forgot what is Shriya.
Oh, what did I say? This is a tree.
Looking at plant. Sasyam?
Sasyam apicha tree vrikshaha.
Rikshaha. Eshaha rikshaha.
Vrikshaha, Mahodaya. Vrikshaha.
Vrikshaha.
Katham? Vrikshaha. Vrikshaha. Vrikshaha ityukte?
Eshaha vrikshaha.
Eshaha vrikshaha.
I'm sorry, what's the other part you said?
This
of the
is,
sentence?
It is not a book. It is not a book. It is a tree. So you have said...
Eshaha vrikshaha. This is a tree.
Not a book.
Tat pustakam nasti.
When you say tat, then you are talking about the same it.
Oh, okay.
So then how will you do it? The it has not changed, no?
So, eshaha pustakam nasti.
Uttamam, sundaram mahodaya, tadeva. Eshaha pustakam nasti. Vrukshaha. Katham likhami? Katham likhamaha? Vrukshaha. Can you see?
Yes.
Vrukshaha. Samyuktaksharaha. Tatra samyuktaksharaha. Vruksha. Vakara, rukara, kakara, murdhanya, shakara. Tadanantaram, visargaha. Vrukshaha. Astu, uttamam. Uttamam, dhanyavada mahodaya.
Dhanyavada.
Vivekananda mahodaya.
Jai.
Uttamam mahodaya. Having looked at the book, read a shloka. There's a lot going on here, Mahodaya. Prayatnam karotu, Mahodaya. Having looked at the book, read a shloka.
Can I say pustakam patitwa? That's having looked at it and read a shloka. Ekam shlokam read patati.
Shloka. Lingam kim mahodaya?
Shloka? Shlokam.
Lingam kim?
Apom lingam.
Tadanantaram? Sami karotu?
Shlokaha, shloke, shlokaha.
Na. Pum lingam asti chet?
Pum lingam shlokaha. One, masculine.
Dvivachane?
Ekavachan.
Dvivachane kim?
Sloke.
Na. Pumlingam mahodaya.
Okay.
Ramaha. Na. Anya kopi vadatu, sahayam karotu.
Ramaha, Patama Vivakti, Ekavachan, Ramaha. Dvivachan Rame Namau.
Ramau.
Ramau. And Bahuvachana Ramaha.
Ramaha.
Yeah. Okay, Ramaha.
Uttamam. Adhuna Vadatu Mahodaya.
So what I was saying that having looked at the book, look, I have to be, what's the word now? Having look. Look at.
Drish dhatutaha.
Drish
dhatutaha
ayati.
Drish dhrishtva.
Uttama. Drishtva. Drishtva. We haven't done this. Okay, is it drishtum?
No, drishtva. Drishtva.
Drishtva pustakam.
So
having looked at the book.
Now
you're asking, next sentence is read a slok, a sloka. Yeah? So read a sloka, it'll be read for sloka, slokam, patati. Patati, because I use the word patati because I'm reading, which means me is the pratama pusha.
No, no, no. Namo, there. No? If you are reading, you will not use patati. Patati, purushaha kaha.
Patamaha.
Pathami.
Me.
Pathami. Ekavachana, mahodaya.
Yeah, that's an uttama purusha, ekavachana.
Ha, kintu, what am I saying?
So, having looked at the book, read a sloka.
Read a shloka is like asking somebody, is like requesting somebody to read a shloka. So, then, which lakara will you use?
Agnya.
Agnya, yeah. Uttamam, uttamam. Lakara kim? Lakara nam kim?
Uttama purusha. Uttama
purusha nam.
Patatu.
Patatu, uttama purusha nasti. Patatu tu samyakeva. Kintu, purusha kaha patatu?
Pratama purusha ekavachana.
Pratama purusha ekavachana. Lakara nama kim?
Lot. Yes, lot.
Agya. Ityukte kim? Agya.
Uttamam. Imperative
phrase. Aduna samikarotu mahodaya. Read a shloka. Where is the a in your sentence? Read one.
Oh, I should put Eka there. There are Ekam. Ekam, Slokam.
Ekam Samichinam va.
So Ekam, Slokam. I can't remember the Uttama Purusha for a read. For let you read.
Na, Uttama Purusha. Mama Prashna to Uttama Purusha Nasti Mahodaya. Mama Prashna Kim. Having seen a book, read a shloka. It's not for Uttama Purusha, is it? You are asking somebody to read. How can that be Uttama Purusha, Mahodaya?
Well, you're not asking me for somebody else to read. You're asking me read a shloka, which applies to myself.
No. I'm not asking you to apply anything. I'm simply asking you, anuvadam karo tu, Mahodaya. Only to translate.
Read a shloka.
If you say read a shloka, if you take him, you please read a shloka. If you take Bhavan va, Bhavati va, Himapi, Ramaha va, Himapi. Somebody you are talking to, you are asking them, having seen a book, please read a shloka. So Uttama Purusha cannot apply here, na Mahodaya?
No, you got to be a third person.
इत्युक्ते किं पुनः पुनः पूर्ण सम्पूर्ण वाक्यम् एकवारं वदतु महोदय पुनः वदतु एकवारं सम्पूर्णवाक्यं महोदय
what was it again? But having seen, having looked, drishta one.
Drishna, not one. Mahodaya. Samikarotu. Drishtva. Drishtva.
Drishtva. Pustakam.
Na, Mahodaya. Shunotu. Drishtva.
Drishtva. Drishtva. Pustakam.
Na, pustakam drishtva. Pustakam iti karma padam asti tatra. Pustakam drishtva.
Pustakam drishtva. Slokam,
one
vadatu.
Sloka.
Eka slokam. एकं श्लोकं वदतु.
उत्तमम् उत्तमं तदेव सुन्दरं महोदय. धन्यवादः धन्यवादः. क्रिस्टिना ज्याजरी भगिनी नमस्कारः स्वागतम्. क्रिस्टिना भगिनी अस्ति वा? नमस्ते भगिनी नमस्कारः नमस्कारः स्वागतं.
नमस्ते.
नमस्कारः. क्रिस्टिना भगिनी अस्ति वा? क्रिस्टिना भगिनी न श्रूयते भगिनी. ऐ डोण्ट् हियर् यु. अस्ति वा?
नमस्ते.
नमस्ते भगिनी नमस्ते स्वागतम्. आर् यु रेडि फार् अ सेण्टेन्स् टु ट्रान्स्लेट् टु संस्कृत? सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्स्.
I was just kind of listening today so I can get caught back up. I haven't had time to practice on that lately.
I'll give you a very simple sentence, Bhagini. Very, very simple. My name is Christina. Vadatu.
Mama Nama Christina.
Uttamam. Uttamam. You're catching back on already. Very nice. Very nice.
Uttamam. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Sundar Mahodaya. Siddhava, are you ready?
Namaste, Bhagini.
Namaste.
I will try. I seem to know anything, but when I come to the class, I'm not able to convey to say that I know what you're talking about. That's a problem I have at the moment. Anyway, I will try.
That's the problem of humanity, Mahodaya. Don't worry about it.
No, it's me.
Astu, Mahodaya. Astu. Your sentence is, I study Sanskrit.
I study Sanskrit. Okay. I study Sanskrit. Aham, to start with. Aham, patami.
Aham patami, very good.
Aham patami.
Kim patami?
Samskritam.
Uttamam. Aham samskritam patami.
Yeah, aham samskritam padami, either way.
Uttamam, Mahodaya. Uttamam, samichinam, tadeva. Uttamam, dhanyavadah. Astu, Jazari Bhagini. Are you ready? Astu.
Okay.
He is an artist, not a student. He is an artist, not a student. Prayatna karatu karam. If it's too hard for you, you tell me, I'll simplify.
I just have to look up artist. And then I can do it.
Kopi sahayam karatu.
Okay, he is an artist, not a what?
Student, not a student.
Okay. Saha kalakaraha nava chatraha. Chatraha?
Padam kim tatra student, padam kim, lingam kim?
Student.
Lingam kim tatra?
Chatraha.
Lingam kim bhagini? Lingam ityukte?
Lingam pumsalingam.
Pumlingam. Pumlingam. Kidrasha pumlingam? इत्युक्ते किम् अन्ते किम् अकारान्तपुंलिङ्गम् ईदृशपुंलिङ्गम् अकारान्तपुंलिङ्गम्
अकारान्तपुंलिङ्गम्
उत्तमं भगिनि अकारान्तं पुंलिङ्गम् इत्युक्ते किम्
अकारान्तपुंलिङ्गम्
इत्युक्ते
अकारान्तं
इत्युक्ते किं वाट् डस् इट् मीन् इत्युक्ते किम्
इफ् ऐ पिक् हिम्
इत्युक्ते इत्युक्ते संस्कृतभाषायाम् इत्युक्ते
इत्युक्ते
it means
a masculine word ending in a short a
yeah short a uttamam yatha ram
okay as rama
uttamam uttamam bhagini chhatrah astu adhuna chhatra tu pratipadikam प्रथमविभक्तिरूपाणि वदतु भगिनी एकवचन द्विवचन बहुवचनरूपाणि वदतु भवती एव भगिनि
छात्रः
द्विवचने
इत्युक्ते स्टूडेण्ट् मास्क्युलिन् सिङ्ग्युलर्
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् द्विवचने किम्
एकवचनं
द्विवचने किम्
ओ छात्राः
बहुवचनं किम्
छात्राः
उत्तमम् अस्तु अधुना अस्माकं वाक्यं किम् हि इस् अ आर्टिस्ट् नाट् अ स्टूडेण्ट् अधुना वदतु
सः कलाकारः न वा छात्रः अस्ति
न वा इत्युक्ते किम् न वा इत्युक्ते किम्
ओ इट् मीन्स् एण्ड् नाट्
एण्ड् नाट् उत्तमम्
शुड् बी न च
न च छात्रः उत्तमं भगिनि अनदर् वे टु से द सेम् थिङ्ग् सः कलाकारः अस्ति सः छात्रः नास्ति
ओके टु सेण्टेन्सेस्
एण्ड् वै इस् देट् वै डिड् ऐ से दोस् टु वट् यु सेड् वास् उत्तमं किन्तु ऐ स्टिल् सेड् दीस् टु सेण्टेन्सेस् किमर्थं वै सो देट् इन् युर् ब्रेन् द ग्रामर् स्टार्ट्स् टु फिट् यु स्टार्ट् टु सी ओ देर् इस् अ क्रियापदं अ वर्ब् एट् दि एण्ड् देर् इस् अ सब्जेक्ट् इन् द बिगिनिङ्ग् इन् द मिडल् देर् इस् अ कर्मपदम् इन् द फस्ट् सेण्टेन्स् सेकेण्ड् सेण्टेन्स् ऐ डिड् द सेम् थिङ्ग् सो इन् युर् हेड् युर् ग्रामर् स्टार्ट्स् टु मेक् सेन्स् whole beauty of Sanskrit. So that's why I said it second time. Uttamam bhagini, dhanyavadah.
Okay, dhanyavadah.
Dhanyavadah bhagini. Astu, adhuna, sam abhyasa pustake puta sankhya kim? 5 I think we have done. Puta sankhya 6. Udghatayantu sarve. Puta sankhya षट् इत्युक्ते किं 6 उद्घाटयन्तु कृपया सर्वे अस्तु दियाना भगिनी पुस्तकम् अस्ति वा
ऐ डोण्ट् हाव् द अभ्यास पुस्तकम् ऐ केन् बारो इट् फ्रम् मै डाटर्
शिवानन्द महोदय भवतः पार्श्वे पुस्तकम् अस्ति वा डि यू हेव् द बुक् नियर् यू शिवानन्दमहोदय अस्ति वा दिस् बुक् Everybody has it?
Yep. Sorry, my microphone was off.
Puta sankhya shat. Itukte kim? Six.
Yes.
Puta sankhya shat. Shivananda Mahodaya, pathatu Mahodaya. Aduna, pathatu. Please read.
Darpanaha.
Darpanaha itukte kim?
Mirror.
Kidrusha padam. Kidrusha padam. What kind of word is it? Lingam, kim, anything. Anything you know about the word?
It's a pumlingam.
Oh. Ekavachana pumlingam padam. Akaranta. Pumlingam padam. Okay. How do you know all this? Because darpanaha, it sounds like Ramaha. So it is important to know the ending of the word and the gender of the word. So you can know the gender, but within each gender are different endings. What kind of different endings? Akaranta, Akaranta, Ikaranta, Ikaranta, Ukaranta, Ukaranta, Rukaranta, Rukaranta. Then of course you have the halant ending, which means the consonant ending words also exist. Takaranta, Dakaranta, Nakaranta, Sakaranta, Shakaranta, all these, Makaranta. So many kinds of endings are there in the same three lingams. So it is very important to know which is the last sound in each pratipadikam. Once you know that, then you can follow the declension table as given in your Shabda Manjari. Very important, very small little book, very, very important, so useful. Because all of them are declined according to the last sound. Astu, darpana, uttamam, agrimam padapatatum age mahodaya.
Manchaha.
Manchaha ityukte kim?
It's a bed.
Yeah, mancha actually is a bed, but mancha actually, you know, this is the reason why I study Sanskrit. Here is another beautiful example. So mancha actually means a raised flat platform. That's a mancha. And now that we have these raised so-called beds, now we are sitting in raised, you know, how many of us are sitting in chairs right now? Probably most of us.
Yes,
we are.
I
so
am.
Used to, this is a killer, Mahodaya. Furniture is your biggest killer. So, and these raised platforms have a function. There is a reason why there is a... So mancha actually in Sanskrit is also a stage. And there is a reason why that has to be higher. Why? So that everybody, you know, thousands of people can come and see a raised platform and, you know, observe whatever the play or music or whatever is, you know, being done there. There is a purpose for that. But having a chair or having a table really doesn't serve any purpose other than ruining our health and also not very good space management. And how do I figure all this out? Just from studying Sanskrit. The meaning of the word tells you, oh, it's actually a generic word with this function. So why do I, what am I performing on a bed that I need to be higher? Well, maybe not much. So quit sleeping up high. And also the word darpanaha. is another reason. Actually, this was one of the first words that led me into wanting to study Sanskrit more. Darpanaha, if you look up in the dictionary, by the way, I just got my dictionary. It's in the other room. I'll show you in your next class. Really, really nice, big, beautiful, flat book, big, fat book. This dictionary, if you look up the word darpanaha, darpanaha ityukte kim, that builds arrogance. And what does a mirror do? Let's just think about it for 1 second. You don't have to think very hard. It's exactly what it does.
No, no, it tells me the truth.
So, you know, there is a reason why, I mean, if you, I don't know how many of you grew up in India or have heard of your grandparents growing up in India, but growing up in my ancestral home, very big house, huge joint family, very, very large family, some 20, 30 people lived there normally. In that, there was one mirror for everybody, and it was the size of this much. You barely see your face. Also, it was very dirty. Not dirty, it was very old, so you could not see the... And I could look in there and put my bindi on, and that's about it. Like, not put it on top of an eyebrow or something. Just put it in there. That's all. And the purpose is finished. Or you go to the river, or you trust somebody, or you trust yourself to put it on. So no need for mirrors, actually. So darpana, how do you know? You will look up the word darpana. But if you look up in spoken Sanskrit on .com, then it will simply say mirror. And you're like, okay, now I know. What else? Why am I learning Sanskrit? It doesn't help you. That is why it is essential to eventually have a beautiful dictionary that tells you the root meanings. And the root meanings of nouns will make you have a new relationship with that noun. This is why I study Sanskrit. Astu uttamam mahodaya manchaha. Manchaha kidrisha padam.
Sorry, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Ki drisha padam. Padam ityukte kim? Word. Ki drisha, what kind of word is it? Manchaha ki drisha padam.
Chupullingam? Pullingam.
Akaranta pumlingam padam.
Akaranta punlingam padam.
Uttamam. Dhanyavada mahodaya. Diana Bhagini, agrimam patatu.
Which one?
Agrimam Bhagini. Number third one along this one. Third one. Uttasankhya.
Vidyu deepaha.
Vidyut deepaha. Ityukte kim?
Electric light.
Electric light or light. Vidyut deepaha. Kidrisha padam tatra?
I'll look for it.
You can look or also you can guess, no? Look at the word.
Pumlingam.
Pumlingam. Kidrisha pumlingam?
Akaranta.
Akaranta. And the reason you can do that is because the book is Abhyasa Pustakam number one. You cannot say that for any aha word. But because this book is designed for beginners, they will not make complex. They will not try to trick you. They are going to give you same patterns until you get it. So, even though there are words with aha ending that may not be pumlingam, may not be akaranta, they will not be given to you in this book. So, be rest assured. Okay. Vidyu deepaha. Agrimam patatu bhagini.
light.
Ah, patatu.
What do I do?
Agrimam. Agrimam ityukte kim? Next one.
Karadipaha.
Karadipaha. Karadipaha ityukte kim?
A lantern.
Lantern or a flashlight or a torch. Yeah, uttamam. Uttamam. Karadipaha. Kara ityukte kim? Kara ityukte hasta. Hasta.
Hand light.
Karadipaha. That's why if you call it a flashlight, the meaning is slightly different. But in Sanskrit, the word tells you it is a light that you hold in your hand. Your light that you hold in your hand. You cannot look at the sun and call it Karadipaha. Maybe only Hanuman has those rights, but you and I will probably not make that. We'll probably burn very close to leaving here. Astu, uttamam bhagini. Aduna, eka anya prashna asti. Karadipaha api vidyuddipaha bhedaha kaha. Bhedaha ityukte kim?
I don't know.
Kopi janati va Vivekananda mahodaya?
Bhedaha, I'm not sure what bhedaha is.
Bhedaha, different.
Oh, the difference between the vidyuddipaha and the karadipaha. The vidyuddipaha is generated by electric.
Mahodaya. Sanskrit bhashayam vadatu.
Oh. vidyuddipaha is the electric light, and the karadipaha is a hand torch. You have a handed torch, isn't it? That's the difference.
Mahodaya. Sanskrit bhashayam vadatu, Mahodaya.
Well, I can't put into this Sanskrit, I'm afraid. I try to break the words down, you see, because you just said that Kara is hand and Deepaha is light. The same thing with Vidyuddipaha. Deepaha is light and Vidyud is electric.
Uttama. Electric, even hand light can be electric, Namahodaya. Flashlight can be electric.
Yeah, store current, that's right, DC current, yes.
Karadipaha haste asti. Karadipaha haste asti. Vidyuddipaha haste nasti. Very simple sentence you have made.
Okay.
One is in your hand, one is not in your hand.
Okay.
It's not a good, not a great way to, you know, it's not a very technical difference, but it at least with your current level of Sanskrit, you can say that much. Uttamam, dhanyavadaha. Astu, Vivekananda Mahode, agrimam patatu.
Mandapaha. Mula shabda, mandapa. As akaranta, pumlingam. Pratama Purusha.
Uttam. Pratama.
Vibhakti.
Uttamam. Mandapaha ityukte kim?
Mandapaha is what they call a shed. Could it be a shed? Yeah. A shed that we have in the garden at the back there, you go and put a few chairs and you do your barbecue in Florida.
No, it's possible. Bhavitum arhati, I guess so. But mandapa actually means what?
Canopy, can it be a canopy?
Canopy, built for a certain purpose. Like if you go to any puja, any worship, any puja, typically the gods or the altar or whoever, the tulsi plant or whatever you are worshipping will be under some kind of a
canopy.
Ah. Yes. And many times the canopy is made from simply
bamboo.
Mango, banana leaf.
That's right.
Very simple. It doesn't have to be elaborate and, you know, it doesn't have to have a long shelf life. It can be standing for one day and that's enough. The job is done. Mm-hmm. So that is a mandapa. Like weddings will happen under a mandapa. Puja will happen under a mandapa. All kinds of rituals will happen under a mandapa. Astu, uttamam, agrimam patatu mahodaya.
Padatranam.
Padatranam ityukte kim?
Something to protect your feet.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Something to protect. I like you said that because pada ityukte kim?
Foot.
Foot. Tranam ityukte kim?
Protection, I suppose.
Tranam ityukte, that protects. Yatha mantra. Mantra iti padasya arthaha kaha?
Mantra. No, I don't understand the question, sorry.
Mantraha iti padasya arthaha kaha?
Is it akara the pumlingam?
Artha kaha mahodaya?
Sorry?
Artha kaha, padasya artha kaha?
Artha is supposed to be the meaning, I suppose you're asking me. Is it that something which protects?
Protects what?
In this instance that we are talking about, is mean the foot.
No, mantra. Mantra ityukte kim mahodaya? Ityukte kim? Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai. Iti kim? Iti ekam mantra masti.
It's a mantra.
Mantra ityukte kim?
Mantra is used for protection for requesting something or a prarthana or something of that nature. You're asking some Ishwara or whatsoever for protection. Or you're making a request to a king or
you evoke some beautiful thing. Ityukte kim mantra ityukte kim mana ityukte kim
mana mind.
Mind. Mantra ityukte kim ataha mantra.
So if you get to be something from your mind, overflowing from your mind or expression of your mind.
Na mahodaya, padatranam ityukte kim?
That's for protection of the feet.
Mantra ityukte kim?
Protection of the mind?
Uttamam, tadeva. See, now you know, this is again another why reason. Same why I study Sanskrit. Mantra is not just a shloka, it's not just any words. They are words that by saying which my mind is protected. Protected from what? Protected from its own decay. Protected from its own decay. Protected from its own, from fear. Protected from anything that hurts the mind. So many things hurt the mind. That is why there is the concept of mantra, and that is why literature is full of mantras. That is why we sing mantras in the beginning and end of class. So mantra, padatranam. So padatranam, ityukte kim, not only shoes, anything that protects your feet is a padatranam. Lingam kim mahodaya tatra?
Akaranta napam sakalingam.
Napum sakalingam.
Sakalingam.
Napum sakalingam. Uttamam mahodaya, danyavadaha. Christina bhagini, agrimam patatu. Astiva Christina bhagini?
I'm here.
Na, patatu bhagini, agrimam.
I'm not sure where you are.
Atra bhagini? Atra.
Okay. So one second, let me get there.
भगिनी अस्ति वा क्रिस्टिना भगिनी अस्तु सुन्दर महोदय पठतु महोदय क्रिस्टिना भगिनी अस्ति वा
ओके सो आई थिंक यू आर
कङ्कतम् इत्युक्ते किम् कौम् कङ्कतं कीदृशपदम् लिङ्गं किम्
नपुंसकलिङ्गं
कथं जानीमः नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम् इति अत्र कथं जानीमः कथं जानीमः हौ डु वि नो इति नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम् अस्ति कथं जानीमः हौ डु वि नो इट् इस् नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम्
the ending
ante vadatu vadatu
ante
ante am asti
ante am asti
ityukte kim
the ending is
if the ending in a, you know this is abhyasa pustakam like I said beginner level they are not trying to trick you here so you cannot say every ending word is napumsakalingam for sure you know that yourself it's not true ramam is dvitiya vibhakti it is ending but you know it is you know it is dvitiya vibhakti pumlingam padam but if it is given here as an object name of an object as an ending you can guess that is probably napumsakalingam uttamam kankatam kankatam agrimam patatu bhagini
the next one
patatu
bhavachitram
भावचित्रम् इत्युक्ते किम्
पिक्चर्
किन्तु मेबि भावचित्रम् इत्युक्ते वेन् यू केन् सी द फेस् आफ् सम्बडि लैक् अ पोर्ट्रेट् मोर् लैक् अ पोर्ट्रेट् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् भाव भाव एक्चुलि इस् अ वेरि वेरि इम्पोर्टेण्ट् संस्कृत वर्ड् Because why is it an important word? What does it mean? Bhava ityukte kim kopi janati va? Anybody know? Bhava ityukte kim?
Could it be the spirit of someone, the personality, the inner personality or the image of someone?
Expression. The expression of your inner self outward. The outward expression of your inner self. That is bhava. Dhanyavada Mahodaya Uttamam Tadeva. So bhava means an expression of that inner self coming out, the outward expression of your true self. And we say in Sanskrit and the culture of Sanskrit, it is very, very important. This word is there called sahaj. Sahaja. Sahaja ityukte kim? I'm going to ask my father to describe to you what sahaja means, because he's the one that taught me this word.
Sahaja. Sahaja means which is born with. Sahaja. Ja is birth. Sa is with me. Sahaja. So it is as good that is as good as I was born with. Very natural. Most natural is sahaj, and natural is sahaj is natural and therefore easy. Sahaj also means easy. If you want to deceive somebody, you have to, let us say you are not angry but you want to show anger, you have to do some effort to create that face which shows anger. But if you are angry, it will automatically show. So sahaj is which comes automatically from within, and which doesn't come from automatically from within is not sahaj.
Beautiful. And in the culture of Sanskrit, to be sahaj is considered very, very high, is respected very highly. We expect, in fact, that is how the nature of these great saints, this is what they are, very sahaj, and this is what they want everybody to be, so that you are transparent.
In English, not showing off. We are not showing off.
No showing off. In English, the word transparency of expression can be used here. And children have that naturally in them. But we learn in the society we are grown up in to have a certain expression. Like in America, I notice everybody has a very plain and a very inexpressive expression most of the time. It's considered polite. It's considered, normal. And I find it very uninspiring, let me say that. I find it very confusing. You talk to somebody in India, especially if you go further deep into the villages where people have not been exposed to a lot of mainstream media, their expressions will be very natural. When you take pictures, that's why the pictures of these so-called primitive people, so-called uneducated people, is that they are actually the most educated. They are the most highly performing individuals because they are natural. So sahaj is a very, very important thing. So bhava is an expression. And in a portrait, you only want to capture the natural bhava, not these made-up smiles that we now have in every photograph. So the word bhava has all of this history in it. So bhava chitram ityukte kim, that is captures your bhava, your expression. Bhava chitram uttamam dhanyavada bhagini sundar mahodaya. अग्रिमं पठतु महोदय.
Which one? That one. Siva Nayantram. Siva Nayantram.
Ah.
Which is the sewing machine.
Ah, Siva Nayantram. Uttamam Mahodaya. Is there any word in that that you can separate?
Separate?
In Siva Nayantram, can you think of any word in there that is separate from two, any two words in there?
Sivam Ayantram.
Ah, Yantram is a word.
Yantram.
Ah, Yantra ityukte kim? Have you been to temples in India? Have you seen
Yantram machine?
Ah, Yantra is a machine. Tamam mahodaya. Also, Yantra is like a blueprint. Blueprint of the methodology. It's like a blueprint of the energetic methodology. I don't know how to express it even. I don't know how to say it. But in Indian temples, in almost all the Indian temples, they have a hidden, somewhere in the temple where not many people will know, somewhere inside the architecture, inside the wall somewhere, in a very auspicious location, there will be the blueprint that was the cause of that temple. And it also has in it the methodology or the secrets, you can call it, for accessing the highest energies. It's called yantras. And very, very, if you convert that word into very, very simple modern times, then it simply becomes a machine. Machine means what? You do certain thing to a machine and it will consistently give you some output. That means machine, no? What is a machine? I mean, if I ask anybody what is a machine, how can you describe what a machine does? What is a machine?
As far as I know, a machine is something that enables you to do work easily. In physics, that's how a machine is defined. Mm. For example, you may have a crowbar or something like that. It enables you to take floorboard easily. Let me call a machine. A crowbar, though it's a piece of iron, but it's a machine because it enables you to do something easily.
That's exactly right, Mahodaya. Uttamam. So is a tool that allows something to be done. And obviously you don't want to do anything in a more difficult way. You obviously are looking for ways to make things simpler and therefore easier. And therefore a machine is that allows. So yantra is that in Sanskrit. Yantra. Again, tra is there. Again, tra is there. And ya actually means that in this word. That protects. Protects from what? Protects from excessive, what should I say, effort. Excessive effort. That's why a yantra. So here, what is this yantra? Sivana. Sivana, that's how you get the English word to sew. That brings two separate things together is a sivana, to sew. Sivana yantram. Kidrisha padam iti mahodaya, Sundar mahodaya.
Same. Napumsakalingam.
Napumsakalingam padam. Agrimam patatu mahodaya.
Ekavachanam.
Agrimam patatu mahodaya.
Um,
Please read the next one, Mahodaya.
Don't know.
Mahodaya, please read.
That one. Vatayanam.
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 Uttamam. Vatayanam ityukte kim?
Vatayanam is... it's a bit... is a window?
Window. Window ityukte kim? If I ask you, what is a window, what will you say?
It is a window. Window is a window.
What is a window? It has a purpose. No, what is the purpose of a window?
It is stopping.
You can see. You can see out. If you want to see something.
You can see out. What else?
And also, it's sort of a sunlight. It allows air to come in.
Uttamam. Tadeva. It allows the outside to come in. And it allows the inside to go out.
It may allow a thief to enter.
It may allow a thief to enter also.
And not the thief.
That's not the design, but it's possible. Anything outside can come in and anything inside can go out. But not in a very large way. In a smaller way. Smaller than a door, for example, is a window. So, the word Vatayanam comes from the word atmosphere. Na, Papa? What is the word for atmosphere in Sanskrit? Vatayanam actually is also like the environment, the climate. Vatavarana, for example. Vatavarana ityukte kim? The environment. Vatavaranam kim ityukte? What is the...
Avaranam.
Vata. Means?
Water. Vata means wind, isn't it? So if you have vata yanam, it means controlling wind coming in and out of the...
Uttamam. Tadeva mahodaya. It allows air to come in and air to go out. Tadeva vata yanam. Vatayanam ityukte kim, that allows air to come in or leave. So now you understand the purpose of a window, and now therefore as soon as you realize, allows is not a good word.
From where air goes out, comes
that from where wind or air goes in or out. That is window. Uttamam. So, as soon as you know, somebody says Vatayanam and you think about the word, now it allows in your mind to come up with very creative ways to make that happen, rather than very standard windows. See, windows are very standard. Anybody can... every house has a similar window actually. Every place has a similar window. But if you start to think about it and you say, wait a minute, that allows air exchange. There are so many ways to allow air exchange can exist. And if you go into the tribal regions, even not only tribal regions, simple things, for example, in India, in the houses we grew up in, tropical countries, we used to have a small window, like this big. Small window on the very top of the wall, just near the ceiling. Every room will have that going out. And through that small little slit up their window, it allowed the room to stay cool year-round. Even without fans. Such a beautiful design. It makes a current flow. Because under the door, air comes in. It with heat it rises and out it goes. You don't need a fan. But today you say, oh, my house doesn't have windows. Immediately they'll come and put one window in the middle of the room. I mean, it has some function. But it's more aesthetic than it is functional, actually, these current windows. Because all the air up top is stuck. It's like a part of your body not getting blood flow, but the rest of it is looking very beautiful with lots of good makeup.
Bhagini, is that window, what is written on the window? Is it Sanskrit? There's something written on the window. I am using a magnifying glass to look at it.
No, Mahadev.
It looks like Sanskrit.
No, Mahadev. They are trying to show something happening outside the window. Nothing is written.
It's very interesting anyway.
Uttama. Astu. Jazari Bhagini Astiva.
Javani Pad.
Jazari Bhagini, Agrimam Patatu Bhagini, please read the next one. Please read the next one, Bhagini, Agrimam Patatu.
I have nothing to read. I'm sorry.
Astu. Abhyasa Pustake Nasti Va.
Abhyasa Pustakam.
Nasti, you don't have it?
No, I have it digital, but not in front of me.
Yeah, you can open up digital. For next class, you have it open, Bhagini, then we can proceed. Digital is
okay.
Also, but a real print book is the most valuable because you can write notes on it. Uttamam, Aduna.
I can't get it. I can't get anything delivered.
Astu. You just see what you can do then whenever you are able. Astu. So, adhuna tu samaya atita, vayam viramamaha, we close. Who remembers or who can read the closing chant? Anybody?
You don't want to close.
Who knows the closing chant? Christina Bhagini, Janativa?
Purnamada?
Karotu Bhagini.
Purnamada. Purnamitam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Dhanyavadaha Sarvebhya Namo Namaha Namaskaraha.
Dhanyavada Gita.
Dhanyavada. Hari Om.
Many thanks.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
Yeah. Take care, stay safe.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
In India, things are getting worse now. They say 9 million people have got COVID. Everybody walking on the street, everybody walking on the street has got COVID.
Agita, you see?
But how they are